Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We're arguing dogs right now in the studio here.
No, it's just funny. I'm just watching two men like try to be a bigger, better dog owner than the other. Like,
I wasn't trying to be bigger and better.
My dog knows this. No, my dog knows this. When my dog knows this. When my dog knows this. If Schmidl was in here, I'd be throwing up.
Look, you started this, Jamie. You came out with some stupid study that says dogs don't know what certain words mean or words mean in commands.
Right. They just know they know a cue, but they don't know that you're actually saying outside.
No. Here's the way I heard it explained. Okay. Right. That they know outside and they run for the door, but they don't know the concept of what outside really means.
Well,
outdoors, trees,
they
grass.
They don't hear outside. They hear nyeh, nyeh, like that.
No, they hear outside. They hear outside.
Okay.
It's like the
phrase. No. The study is that they don't understand the word. They don't know the true meaning of it.
Like that.
No.
It's like the tone you say it in specifically.
Exactly.
No, yeah, they know the term.
Well, they don't. They don't.
If I say bed for my dog, he knows to go to bed.
Well, because he hears meh.
No, it's not that. There's no proof in that.
Well, there's no proof of you knowing that either. So,
well, I watch it. When I say bed, he goes to bed.
But I'm just saying they don't know the word. But anyway, the funny part is that then all of a sudden Carson's like, "Yeah, but does your dog know place?" And I was like, "What is place?"
A place, like so I put him on a park bench. I say place, and he doesn't move.
Yeah, I bet your dog doesn't do that.
I can literally place him on the park bench, leave him there, go play with little Debbie at the park.
It's kind of like the word stay.
We use the word stay at my house. Place.
Place.
You know that's a dumb word for a dog.
Does your dog know plots?
No, it doesn't know plots.
It should know plots.
What is plots?
I think it's German for sit or something
like that. It is, yeah.
Yeah, because my cousin had a German shepherd and he only taught it German words.
Oh, yeah.
How dumb is that?
Yeah.
German words are supposed to be easier for dogs to understand because they're so
oh boy.
They just have a lot to them.
So you have a French poodle. Why aren't you speaking French to it?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Lucy, we need to go outside. Oui, oui.
That's exactly how you should talk.
Do you need to wee wee, Lucy?
Fidel, that was pretty funny, man. Man, you ought to go out and get your butt kicked at paintball every week.
I guess I should, yeah.
Wait, did you just say, Lucy, you got to wee wee?
She got to wee wee. Yes, yes.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, God.
I couldn't have said that myself. That's pretty good. That's
anyway, pretty good. I feel like if we were girls, so what women do is like, well, little Johnny, you know, oh, my God, he is in the 95th percentile, height. Like, that's how girls, but you guys and your dogs are like all beefed up. Like, oh, my dog knows everything. My dog can do math.
It's like Einstein.
Yeah.
My dog can open a car or open a door.
Whoa.
Like a bathroom door.
Really?
Yeah. He puts the knob in his mouth and turns it.
No way. I bet your dog can't do that.
He can open a door.
Mr. Place.
But he can replace a window and stuff. You know, he can do housework.
He puts away the dishes.
You know, I will say this, and I love dogs, and I got dogs. I've had dogs. Dogs are dumb. They can be so dumb, man. They do dumb things.
It's just about food, really.
It is.
All they want is food.
You're exactly right, Jamie.
I mean, I know that you guys think that they love you.
Right.
They love the food you give them.
Exactly. That's all it's about is food.
It's award.
100%. All right, there's a story that in this whole
so
started.
Sad. He's like, no, my dog loves
me. My same boy loves me, man. I don't care what you say.
I just saw him get all butthurt over there. He wanted to chime in at you so bad. Like, no, my dog loves like loves me.
He does.
Yeah, they're dumb.
I'm number one in his brain.
Dude, let me tell you, somebody can walk in with a cheeseburger and that dog forgets about you so quick. I know mine do.
Yeah.
And mine loves me to death, but man, you bring out a cheeseburger, he'll turn on me in a heartbeat. He will.
I know.
All right, this guy that's trying to have all these kids, it's a billionaire.
Oh, he's already had these kids.
Well, it says that he's attempting to do 106, he's got probably 50 or 60
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, he already has a buttload of kids, and he's leaving them all $136 million each or something. Yeah.
All right, so here's a guy. He's in Russia. He has teamed up with a fertility clinic, and in this fertility clinic, he is donating his sperm. And he wants to have 106, and why 106, I'm not really sure. But he's having 106 kids, and he promises of his $17 billion, he's going to leave everything to those children. And I guess women are trying their best to get their hands on this,
right?
But to have a baby, because it's a big windfall for you as a mom, too.
Right, okay. And even if it's anonymous or whatever, they're still going to find the, because he already has so many kids
he's
out
there.
He's
got like 50 or 60, they think. Yeah. They don't know for sure.
And well, the sperm donor place or whatever is tracking it, because I guess they're going to leave $136 million per kid. Is that right? Was that the right amount? Oh, my God. Or $36 million. I don't remember.
No. It's 100 and something million.
Okay, all right.
I did the math on it. It was like 164 I saw, but it could be 130. Who's counting after 100, right?
Right, yeah.
But here's a guy. He's 40 years old. He's believed already to have many, many, many kids out there. His goal, he says, 106, and that he will leave all this money to those children once he's gone. Here's the story.
The founder of Telegram says he'll leave his £10 billion fortune to his 100-plus children. Pavel Durov says he's an official father to 6 kids, but has more than 100 children after donating his sperm to a fertility clinic. He told a French magazine that he doesn't want all his kids to tear each other apart after he dies, and that they wouldn't be able to access their inheritance for 30 years so that they could live like normal people and not rely on a bank account. Telegram is a messaging app known for its privacy, and it has 1 billion active monthly users.
So they're trying to track down all these women.
So he does have 100 kids already.
So I guess so.
Yeah.
That's according to that report. He has
100 kids, and then he won't give them the money until later on in life because he wants them to live like normal people. But man, I'd be so mad if like my mom was like struggling and then I got money at 25.
And you found this out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, I'm sure there's some women out there that don't even know or hadn't known for a long time that he was the father of all these kids. But it says that the women are in 12 different countries.
Oh, man.
And when he dies, $130-something million dollars to each child.
I guess he's been donating his sperm for 15 years.
Sheesh.
Oh, man.
Man, oh, man. That's creepy. I mean, what a windfall.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
You got to figure, how many years you say?
15 years he's been donating.
So there are kids out there that are driving a car.
Yeah. I met this little boy and his mom, I said, well, where's your, this is innocent. I was like, so where's your dad? And he goes, donor.
Donor?
Just like that?
Just like that. He's like 10 years old. He looks at me and he goes, donor. And I was like, okay.
Man.
I was like, wow.
Sounds like he owns it, though.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I mean?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday. Monday, it's going to be beautiful today. 72 for a high. Mostly sunny, but a chance of rain this afternoon. Better chance of rain tomorrow. But man, what a break from that 90-degree weekend or 100-degree weekend,
so
right?
Oh my God, my air conditioner broke, you guys. This is so dumb. So first of all, my kid came home. I got to talked to him for, I don't know, like 2 hours. So that was cool.
Yeah.
Right? We laid in his bed and looked at all his pictures and everything. And then I was like, oh, this is great. Like, yay, you know, like this is. And then the next morning he woke up Saturday morning and I haven't seen him again.
Yep, yeah, you're just gone. A storage unit. That's all
he's
you are.
He's gone.
I mean, I was just so happy about Friday. I was like, this is going to be how it's going to be all summer. And then literally Saturday he woke up and he's like, I'm going to see Luca. And I'm like, and then I never saw him again. Then they went out to the cabin and I still haven't seen him. I haven't seen him now, since Saturday at 9.
At what point during the weekend did your air go out?
Sunday. Well, Sunday. Yeah, so yesterday. So
was it Sunday morning, midday? Yes, what
it was
happened?
Sunday morning. So I was like, damn, it's hot in here, right? And then all of a sudden I go look at the thermostat and it says it's 78 degrees. I'm like, what is going on? So I went outside, I flipped the breaker, you know, just because it's like turning it on and off. You yeah, know, kind yeah. Of
sometimes
thing.
It works.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You're going to reset it.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it's brain. And then I turned it back on and it was no. Nope.
Had you done all that before you text me?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah. And then I shut off the unit itself at the thermostat. And then I thought, well, maybe the thermostat's bad and I need to go to Home Depot. I text my kid and I go, hey, will you stop by Home Depot and get me a thermostat if you're out and about? And he's like, it's not your thermostat and I'm going out of range. Children.
Oh, he was done.
Fend for yourself, Bob.
That was your problem there. He didn't want anything to do with that.
Oh, my yep. God.
Damn kids.
Damn kids.
Right? Mom.
And he's like, it's not the thermostat. Uh-uh. It doesn't even make any sense.
You're on your own, Mom.
I was like, well, that happened before, and it was the thermostat. Oh, my God. I smiled. Thank you.
What Jamie is talking about, according to the reports I'm seeing, thousands of people in the metro area were calling AC repairs all weekend long. They couldn't deal with it, man.
So inside I texted BJ for Steel Bros.
80-something yeah. degrees inside your house. Miserable.
It got up to 82, and then it hit 83, and I was like, okay, I'm going to a hotel because I'm going to die, right?
Oh, 80-something degrees in a house is awful.
It's awful.
Because there's no breeze. You got nothing.
And then my friends were, I mean, they're so sweet. They're like, you know, you can come over to our house. And I don't want, you know, it's Sunday. Yeah. They're with their families and stuff. So then what I did is I watched America's Sweethearts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
Well, they cooled you down.
Well, it was about Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, right? Yeah. So I'm watching that and I have the whole unit shut off. So for 2 hours, 3 hours, I binge watched. I turned it back on one last time. Oh.
Did it work?
It did. I think I froze it up because I had it on 62 for 48 hours.
Yeah, that's
so. I think it was like I can't do it anymore. I think it froze up.
But if it's a quality system like Steel Bros offers,
right, yeah,
then you wouldn't think that it would even freeze
exactly.
up, Jamie.
Yeah,
I mean, when you get the Bryant system,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
ideal.
Right.
It doesn't really. I mean, you probably had like Carrier or somebody.
I don't even know who
yeah,
it is.
I don't know
it's
either.
It's the OG that came with the house.
Yeah, but you didn't have.
Yeah, that's why I called
Bryant.
You. That's
did
why
you?
I called you and asked you for them.
Man, I hate that happened to you.
So I think probably for them, you can have it on 62 degrees for 48 hours and it won't freeze up. But I was so happy Man. it went on, and I just stood over the thing and it like blew up like it was Flashdance. I was just like, oh, I'm a maniac, man. I was so happy.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen America's Sweetheart? It's really good. It's on
no,
Netflix.
I have not
it's
seen it.
Netflix.
I've seen a lot of talk about it online,
yeah, it's
though.
It's really good.
I really have.
Season 2.
Now, we had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday every day near 100 degrees.
Yeah,
okay?
So I got lucky. For
so a lot of systems went down in that 4-day period.
And then how do they get a hold of Steel Bros?
Just go to their website, yeah. steelbrosheating.com.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Not
very
that
much.
I would push that, you
no,
know, outside of their commercials.
Yeah, but
you know. Sure save your ass. If we get 100 degrees again, I'll just tell you. You
my
know,
God,
I'm
it was
not gonna
awful.
Sugarcoat it for you. Hey, I see something online. And, you know, we talk about how you just don't know what to believe. You don't know. I mean, that whole thing with that
Blake,
GoFundMe.
And that one, and
that
then
one,
Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert.
That one?
Apparently, according to the internet, they reunited again on stage, which was totally a lie. It was an old video from when they were married.
Yeah, you just don't know what to believe. You don't know how old the video is. Sometimes you can tell by the quality of the video, but most of the time you can't.
So what'd you say?
Are you buying this story about 80% of all sunscreens are horrible that are on the market?
Yeah.
You think it's true?
That's why I buy the Koreans sunscreen, because it's... It's
Korean sun. What are you talking about?
Korean skincare is right now the rage.
It is?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know for a fact that the Korean sunscreen is much better
yes.
and safe for you compared to.
It said so on the internet.
Because you go with this banana boat.
All that stuff has so many chemicals. If you go on Yuka and if you screen, you know, take their barcode, Yuka's like, oh, hell no.
My wife, she lathers frog up. I mean, from head to toe. But she puts it in his hair. Okay? All the way to his toes. Drop your bathing suit all over this kid. All right? And then she'll do the same to her. I've never used sunscreen. Ooh. I never use it.
Yeah.
Never. I have it all my life. We never had it, so I never got used to using it. Right. You know? Even living in Florida. But she does, and now they say 80% on the market right now is horrible. Yeah. Cancer causing.
Yeah, it's really.
I know
really
a lot of people that have stopped using sunscreen altogether the same way.
The Korean stuff is good. Are you looking
I haven't seen this stuff.
No, I'm not saying it's not. Yes. I don't know anything about it.
Well, the internet said it's fine.
Here's the story. 80% bad for you.
Frightened to use it. There's a new study out that says after just one day, chemicals in sunscreens enter your bloodstream. Research has people a little frightened to use it. There's a new study out that says after just one day, chemicals in sunscreens enter your bloodstream.
Before you grab that bottle of sunscreen, the first thing you need to do is check the ingredients on the back.
They are chemicals and they can potentially be dangerous.
Look at any bottle of sunscreen on the store shelf and it'll more than likely have one of these ingredients.
Avobenzone and oxybenzone are very commonly in your chemical sunscreens.
But a new study finds when you apply sunscreen with those chemicals, along with two other ones known as escamsol and octocrylene, they can absorb into your skin and into your bloodstream.
And more than 80% of the sunscreen products sold in USA were now considered potentially unsafe for use.
Holy cow.
Oh, no. And Spadil just pulled up Korean sunscreen, and it has something that's not even approved by the FDA in it.
Oh, boy. This is alarming, guys.
The internet lied to me.
Shocker.
This is alarming. You go out to Waterworld, all you smell is sunscreen.
Exactly. Oh,
it's
my
terrible.
God.
How are they allowed to sell this stuff?
I don't know. Oh my God.
Don't go Korean either.
Yeah. Oh Lord.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know about you, Jamie, but.
Yep. What?
I wish I had Halsey's autograph.
This is so funny to me. I don't know why. I just feel like it's such a stage.
She was in town last night.
A stage mom move. Don't you feel like it's a stage mom?
I think it's so dumb.
Like a pageant mom?
It is. It's one of those things. All right, first let's tell me.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so I'm at Halsey's concert last night, and she's on stage doing her thing, and like midway through the concert, this woman comes up to me, and I'm just chilling, watching, enjoying the show, and she's like, hey, what's your name? And I'm like, oh, I'm Carson. And she's like, oh, I'm Nicole. Nice to meet you. I'm actually Ashley's mom. And I'm like, no way.
Halsey's
like,
mom.
Yeah, this is crazy. I'm like, what? And she's like, I just, you know, I see you rocking out, and you're just having a great time. I just want to make the night a little bit more special for you and give you something special. And it was a card, and on the back of it, it has Ashley's autograph on it. And she was like, I hope you have a great night. Enjoy the rest of the show. And I was like, oh, that's pretty nice. Like, that's
so
cool.
Awesome.
And I was like, this is a scam. That wasn't Halsey's mom. Like, some random girl just came up to me and this is a prank. And I looked it up. And I was
you Googled it and it was
her.
And she gave him Halsey's autograph.
And then she went back into the VIP little gated section, sat down.
So you saw her picture online.
Yes.
And that was her for sure.
I Googled it right away.
But like I said, no, it'd be me. If my son was a rock star, I could just see me like, oh my God, that's my son up there. Here's his autograph.
Well, if you're Halsey, don't you tell mom to knock it off.
Yes.
I mean, come on. Right?
Little girl!
Look, I think for Halsey, things haven't gone well in the last probably 6-12 months.
Well,
okay,
she was really sick.
She beat cancer.
Was big at one time, and then it's kind of gone
down a little bit. I didn't know it was cancer.
Yeah, she had cancer.
Yeah,
is it really?
Yeah.
So it's been a little bit not as out there, I guess. All right. And then mom is out passing out your autograph in the crowd as you're singing. As you're singing. Okay.
It just seems a little weird. I think it's great. I would totally do that if I was that my kid up there. I'd totally do that.
I didn't see her going to anyone else. That's why I was like, this is weird.
That's my daughter!
But Ralphie would tell you to knock it off,
that is
mom.
True. That is
okay,
true.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Halsey needs to step in and say, mom, you got to stop, okay?
I don't know. You got to quit. I mean, obviously she has the cards with the autographs that she got from her daughter. And she said, I'm going to pass these around!
What a story.
It is such a bad
story. I was all about it, though. I was like, this is cool.
I know, because he wrote on Facebook, like, I can't believe she gave me her autograph.
I know. I tried to look her up on Instagram after the show. I was like, I wonder if she's on Instagram. I could tag her.
He was so excited.
I want to get, like, backstage passes next time or something. I could be having dinner with Halsey and something. Halsey and Nicole.
I feel like we kind of took the fun out of it, because Carson was so excited that he got this card, and you're like, what are you going to do with that thing?
I'm with you. It's like, Halsey? Her autograph?
I know, but I mean, what I'm saying is he was on this like cloud. I know. So excited, and then you just busted it. What are you going to do with it? Halsey's autograph. Ew.
I'm not a big autograph fan to begin with. I don't.
Why, are you kidding? You're Peyton Manning helmet.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on.
That was a gift. Yeah, I've never met Peyton Manning in my life.
I know, but you love that helmet. You even put it up on the mantle, but your wife made you take it down.
Yeah. I actually gave it away.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I did. I sent it to a buddy of mine in Tennessee. Okay. But there's something about, too, and I'll tell you this, there's something about an autographed item and you never really met the guy or woman.
Well,
okay?
Like my favorite autograph I have Wayne Gretzky's autograph on a puck.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool.
Oh, right. Super
right?
Cool.
Like, I think it is like the NHL playoffs or something, and he autographed it. And I was like, that's cool.
That's a great one, right?
Yeah. Well, but it's not Halsey. You know, I mean, come on, Sharon, here, that's Gretzky. Come on a hockey stick? Why would he do a hockey stick to begin with? But that's not Halsey on a card, you know?
You're right.
I've got Shaquille O'Neal on a basketball, but that doesn't compare.
Yeah, we should step back.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.